Shalom, this is Billy Brim. So good to hear you all this morning. You know, I listen and ride down the states that I hear, and I don't hear every one of them, but I heard today 38 states, and that's a good representative of the United States. I also heard Israel, and I heard BC, Canada. So I want to welcome all of you, and from Indiana, I'm going to be in Indianapolis this weekend, so maybe you can we can see each other, but this morning, we have some, of course, this wonderful, marvelous opportunity to pray. This is a prayer call for Israel. And as you, most of you would know, because Israel's on your heart, they have just passed through the time of Purim. And so during that time, they read through the book of Esther, and I studied the book of Esther, which is about anti-Semitism and about the spirit behind it. 1979, when we were organizing our founding our ministry, we had a man that helped us, who helped a lot of the major ministries at that time write up our bylaws. And he put so many things in there, like schools and other things that I didn't think about. And he said this. He said, the Lord showed me that in the end of days, there's going to be a Haman spirit in the government. And I remember a cold chill went through me. I hardly could imagine it. We really, now looking back, we had so much freedom to move in those days with church and state, no church and state question, things like that. But there is a Haman spirit, and there has been one, and really it's Satan, Satan. And so I'm going to just talk a little bit right now about the book of Esther before we pray. This Haman spirit came because Saul disobeyed God. Amalek attacked Israel when they came right out of Egypt. And God said that he would always be against Amalek. Amalek is really, as much as it was a group of people in those days, it's the very embodiment of evil. And King Saul was told to destroy Amalek, even their children, even their animals. He disobeyed God. And Samuel, and God told Samuel, I'm through with him. And when Samuel went to tell him, Saul said, I obeyed God. I did what he said. And then Samuel said, what meaneth this bleating of sheep? This bleating I hear, this sound of the animals. And he said, oh, well, the people wanted to keep some of the best sheep and make sacrifice to you. And God said then, obedience is better than sacrifice, and rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And he had let the king live, Agag. And Agag lived long enough that he cohabited with his wife, and there came down through the years one of his offspring was Haman. If he had obeyed God, Saul had a misplaced mercy. God knows what's in the seed. He knows what's in the future. There never would have been that problem if Saul would obey God. So it was a gross sin. And so at the time of when the Esther comes on the scene, the golden head that Nebuchadnezzar saw has been toppled by the Medo-Persian Empire. And the Medo-Persians are in power. And Haman, who has been given by King Ahasuerus, he has been given great authority. And he, driven, of course, by that spirit, hates the Jews and is very angry because Mordecai doesn't bow to him. And he then goes after the people of Mordecai and gets an edict that throughout all the vast Persian Empire, and it was vast, 127 provinces, that all the Jews would be killed. And he cast lots to see what day would be favorable. When he cast these lots, which are called Pur, or in the plural Purim, it came out 11 months later, on the 13th day of Adar, would be the right day for him to kill all the Jews. So he sends the edict throughout all the provinces that the Jews should be killed on that day. Actually, God was in it, because it gave the Jews 11 months to get a plan from God. And this plan came through Mordecai and Esther, who were, amazingly enough, in the what my husband, these are, I'm not my husband, my son Chip calls God dots, the connection of the God dots, the connection of the dots. Esther and Mordecai were descendants of Benjamin, which also Saul was. So it was rectified through them. So, as you know, Esther has been chosen to be queen to take the place of Vashti. And when Mordecai goes to her, he says, or sends this message to her, if you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance will rise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not come to the kingdom for such a time as this. That phrase is famous. It's been preached, it's been talked about, and it's absolute truth as it goes down to us. You, who knows whether you have not come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Now, a New American Standard Bible of 1995 says, who knows whether you have not attained royalty for such a time as this? Queen Esther had attained royalty. The Art Scrolls translation, which is from Hebrew into English, who knows whether it was just for such a time as this that you obtained royal position? Now that reminds me of the New Testament letters to us. 1 Peter 2:9, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, a purchased people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We are a royal priesthood. We have obtained royalty. And that's what we're doing on this prayer call. And that's what we're doing in all of our prayers now. We are exercising our royal position, as Esther was encouraged to do. King James Revelation 1:6 says, and he hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. But the New American Standard again says, he has made us to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. The English Standard Version said, he's made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. So that's what we are. We're a kingdom of priests praying this morning, exercising our authority. And Queen Esther, she had not been summoned to the king. She was afraid for her life to go. And she asked Mordecai to get their people to fast and pray. And they fasted and prayed for three days. That's a prayer. This thing happened in answer to prayer. A wave of repentance swept over all the Jews in the province as they were fasting and praying and repenting before their God, so that when she went into the king, she had that fasting and prayer behind her. Esther 5:1 in the King James says, now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house as he sat upon his royal throne. Now, if you look at your King James Bible when we hang up, Esther 5:1, there are two words that are in italics. That means they're not in the original. And they are the words her and apparel. So in the King James, reading it without those two words, now it came to pass on the third day, Esther put on royal and stood before the king. The Art Scrolls translation of English into Hebrew into English says, now it came to pass on the third day, Esther donned royalty and stood in the inner courtyard of the king's palace. She put on royalty. The Art Scrolls note quotes the Talmud and says, the word royalty refers not to clothing, but to spiritual royalty. In other words, the holy prophetic spirit clothed her. So when we, in our royal priesthood, and that's what our prayer is all about, being a priest, a royal priest unto God. And when we put on the Holy Spirit, when we yield to the Holy Spirit, and we pray, then we should expect the same results. It is written in the Corinthians, letters to the Corinthians, that all these things that happened are for an example unto us. Today on our noon prayer, billybrim.org, live prayer, streamed live, we're going to really go into this book of Esther, and we're going to find out some amazing things that happened, even at the Nuremberg trials, which were prophesied in the book of Esther. Oh, what a book is the Bible. Now, another thing we're going to do on our noon prayer today is launch a first of all campaign. We're going to get people to commit that in their prayers they will obey 1 Timothy 2:1. And you know that scripture. We quote it every time. And I've really kind of launched this campaign on my Twitter account. But in 1 Timothy 2:1 it is written, I exhort, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life. First of all, praying for our government, thanking God for them and praying for them as we never have before. Now, we're going to pray today in the Spirit. We're going to put on that Holy Spirit. We're going to pray, and we're going to pray as He leads us. But we're going to start off here praying something that has kind of come to the forefront this week, and that is North Korea. I'm going to read you a headline today. North Korea threat lingers at start of Tillerson's first Asia trip. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is set to begin his first trip to Asia in his new role and will attempt to forge cooperation with important U.S. allies in the region. Tillerson will find shared anxiety at the North's saber-rattling, but less agreement about how to deal with it and unresolved questions about how the United States and China, the world's two largest economies, can manage growing differences. Japan and South Korea, which host American troops and are already within range of North Korean missiles, support U.S. efforts. The three navies were also conducting drills Wednesday in seas east of the divided Korean Peninsula. So we have these things. We want to lift up Rex Tillerson as our Secretary of State, not only for this, but for every other thing, for staying with Israel. How does North Korea affect Israel? Anything in this world affects everything else right now. And, of course, the United States needs to stay strong with our allies. So we're going to begin right now with our first of all, and then we're going to move over in the Spirit and let the Holy Ghost give us utterance wherever He takes us. Heavenly Father, how grateful and thankful we are. Your people, Lord. I'm sure I missed some of the states, and even on this call is Israel and Canada, but I heard 38 states, and we've come before you, and we do know that you have made us a kingdom of priests. We want to exercise our priesthood now, Father, in praising you and giving you glory and thanking you that you have revealed yourself unto our hearts. And you have told us and illustrated to us in the Word of God the power of prayer. And you have given us the privilege of prayer. And we are gathered together right now as a prayer meeting, a united prayer meeting. We worship you and adore you and thank you for your great plan of redemption, which you planned and sent the Lord Jesus Christ to consummate. We do come to you now in unity, and we lift up, first of all, Father, our leaders. Father, I heard on here, Canada, they lift up their leaders. Israel, they lift up their leaders. And we here in the United States join them and lift up our leaders. We lift up our president, Father. We lift up our vice president. We lift up our cabinet. We lift up our legislative branch with its House and its Senate. We lift up our judicial and including the nominee. Heavenly Father, how grateful and thankful we are that we here in the United States live in a free country. Oh, dear Father, that we have freely received the word that so many, for so many generations, starting with the one in the Bible, have even given their lives that we might have this word of God, which tells us that if we pray for our leaders, we can expect results. And we do that this very day. Oh, please, dear Father, we lift up Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and that whole State Department. Lord, we would have it cleaned up. We would have it cleaned up of evil. We would have those that are anti-Israel cleaned out from our State Department. You know how to divide the wicked from the good, the righteous. And we ask that you would take out those that are truly wicked, or those who have been deceived. Out from that State Department, we would not have them affecting Israel. And, oh, Father God, those missiles, those weapons that the North Koreans have developed and rattle their sabers, dear Father, protect and think through the mind of our Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. We ask that you would anoint him and that our allies would yield to that anointing, that you would give him God ideas like you gave Mordecai and you gave Esther. Oh, Heavenly Father, you think through their minds, we pray, dearest Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh. Oh, we pray that for all of our leaders and our very selves today as we go about our day. Upcoming elections in Europe, Lord, that might affect Estonia Makhalakaria, even as they might affect Israel. The one in France coming up, Sobrana, the Dutch. Ishando Hositania, Netherlands, sometimes joins us. They may be on the line today. Icobrato do vresato do cuprande di cuprete di calati di calati. We know, Heavenly Father, Ishando da mahalatino no cobrata, that the judgment of the nations is taking place right now. We lift up national leaders that they would do the things that would lead their people into a place that they could know blessings and that they could know sheep nationhood. We lift up the body of Christ, Father. We lift up the body of Christ in our various states. That they would come to the place of knowledge of their priesthood. Their right to rule and to reign. And Father, now, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened that we may know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your power to usward who believe, according to the working of your mighty power which you wrought in Him when you raised Him from the dead and seated Him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, and dominion, and every name that is named. And you put all things under His feet and gave Him to be head over all to the ecclesia, the church, which is His body. And we who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but God, who is rich in mercy, when you quickened Him, you quickened us. When you raised Him, you raised us. When you seated us in Him. And now, Father, because of this position, and because you told us in Romans 5:17, those who have received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness are to rule and reign in this life through one Jesus Christ. Rule as kings, and so we do it. We come out together against the Haman spirit that would operate in our government, that would operate against the people of God, that would operate against Israel and would operate against all the people of God, His body. In the name above every name, I ask you all to put your hands out toward Washington, D.C. And to say in unity, in the name, above every name, we speak to you, you Python spirit, you Haman spirit, we bind you today. You will not operate in this Rabarakaya Namahalati. We bind your actions. We cut off your tentacles in the name above every name. You cease and desist. You be confused. We bind you. We paralyze you this day. Heavenly Father, how thankful we are. Oh, Father, how thankful to face a day knowing that in our own homes, I bind you, Satan and kingdom of darkness. I have been translated out of your authority. I bind you. You will not touch me, Billy Brim, spirit, soul, nor body, nor my family, nor the good works that God has ordained we should walk in Migdal, Israel, in Branson, Missouri, in Oklahoma, in Indianapolis when I go there this weekend, in Washington, D.C., for our upcoming meeting there. We bind you. You won't touch anything of me or mine. I plead the blood over all the aforementioned things. And God, I ask you for blessing upon all those who call today, who join us right now. Lord, make yourself known to them. Give them a manifestation of your very presence and love upon them today. I thank you for agreement, Lord. You know, I read to you today from the Megillah. And the Megillah is a collection, really, of books of the Bible. One of them is the book of Esther. And others are Ruth and Lamentations. And I've forgotten the other two. There are five of them. But you can get that from the Art Scrolls Tanakh series. You can just go online to the Art Scrolls Tanakh series. And if you can't get it from them, or you don't know how to get it from them, or you don't go online, I'm not sure we stock these, but if you'd call us, we'll get them in stock and send them to you. 1-800-972-3447. You can call us at 1-800-972-3447. And we'll be able to at least connect you with some way that you can get them. I think you can get them from us if you can't get them from the Art Scrolls themselves. We'd love to have you join us today on our noontime prayer, which is streamed live. I'm going to share something that is worth joining. When you can see in the list of Haman's sons a prophecy concerning the Nuremberg trials and the enemies of Israel who were hanged, the 10 enemies of Israel who were hanged there. It's actually coded, but not even as hidden as what was called the Bible codes. It's very, very plain. And if you do get this Art Scrolls edition, you can look yourself at how it is printed out in the Hebrew, and you can see what we're going to talk about today that God revealed. I also learned some new things as I was studying this book. That the very book of Esther, which tells them to never stop celebrating Purim, which celebrates God triumphing over their enemies. He does triumph over them. He has already triumphed over them. Israel already is marked to be what they will be in the millennium. And even now, it's coming into being. And if you see those things, and I'm going to show them, I've blown up and made very big the page in the Hebrew Bible, which shows these things, which you can see for your very own eyes, that God, remember, God's over all. The day of the Lord is not quite here yet. It's coming into being. But what the Bible calls the great day of the Lord is when he has his total way, totally. Right now, we're still in this place where Adam's lease has not run out. And there is, Satan is the prince of the power of the air. And so we're living now in a time when the body of Christ, with authority over the dominion of darkness, works with God in prayer. And it's so important that all of us do that, and we're doing it, and we're learning to do it. Remember now, we're going to launch our First of All campaign today. And I'm also, I'm tweeting this. I have a Twitter account. And so we're launching that. And if you could even write us at Billy Brim Ministries, Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, and say, I'm committing that first of all, I will pray for our president, our vice president, our government, or if you're in Israel, my prime minister, in Canada, my prime minister. I'm going to pray first of all for him. Or you can go online to billybrim.org and send me an email. It'll tell you how to do that in there. And we're going to keep a number of those that we can get. And if you want to, you know, I'll do that again, launching the first of all. If you want to retweet that, if you want to get others, get people to join up and say, first of all, I'm going to do it. If we pray for our United States of America to stay blessing Israel, which we are right now, if we pray that, then we're praying to bless Israel. And, of course, we too can pray for Benjamin Netanyahu and whoever else might become the prime minister. I don't know how long he'll be, but pray for the for those that God has set in that nation. And pray for us. Pray for us. Pray for our Migdal Arbel project. It's ever on our hearts and on our minds, and we've made some decisions. We're soon, very soon, going to be taking bids on that job. We have Ethan Cerrone and Julie who are online right now. They're getting ready. Ethan's going to get ready to go and temporarily live in Israel for us. And we of course, this takes funds. This takes money. It costs a lot to live in Israel. And so I'm believing God right now that someone is just, and I know this is going to happen, actually pay Ethan's salary for 2 years of the project. And we're believing God for all of this. Join us in believing God for it. Once again, you can phone us at 1-800-972-3447. You can write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. You can go at billybrim.org online, and there you can find information about our Canadian office as well. We're so very, very thankful. I'm so very, very thankful. I listen to your voices. I listen to your greetings, and it puts something into me. Thank you so much. And again, I say, in the fullness of its meaning, shalom, shalom, perfect peace, nothing missing, nothing broken. That's what our Lord got for us. Shalom, shalom.